Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Tokyo, Lisbon, La Jolla, Milan to Crystal Lake, Illinois. We are the Tastemakers. That's right, Mark. Crystal Lake, you're thinking, where the heck did that come from?
Right.
We do have fans. In fact, the Little Swag fans.
Was that where they're from, Crystal Lake?
Yeah, Little Swag fans. Hello, if you are listening. I think you might be in school, but you could catch us later. But the Little Swag fans, some of our biggest fans, located in Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Greetings to all our listeners around the world on this beautiful Tuesday, September 16th. And
a hot one, Mark.
A hot one. You know, I want to do a quick shout out to our listeners in Madagascar. We've got new listeners in the island of Madagascar off the coast of Southeast Africa.
Fantastic. Mark, speaking of I think we just mentioned triple digits or heat in the south.
Gosh.
I think I'm taking my jacket off. It is already hot in the studio, and it's driving in. 10 o'clock, it was already 99 degrees in my car.
Pal, you may want to take your jacket off, but I tell you, I'm a tastemaker.
Good.
Regardless of the heat, temperatures,
Fantastic.
And conditions, I am always...
I've already proven that as far as my attire is concerned. When it's hot and
warm
outside...
Pal, I sure hope so.
Yeah, but anyhow...
I don't think I've experienced such heat in L.A. before. Yesterday afternoon, you know, I took a picture of my car. It was like 115 in my car. And the temperatures are unreal. As a matter of fact, my wife decided she wasn't even going to cook at home for dinner last night. We were going out. So we went out. We were going to go pick up something quick at the Baja Fresh. We walk into the Baja Fresh, and the air conditioning wasn't working.
Oh, that's terrible.
So we hightailed it out of there.
You know, my air conditioning, it killed. I turned it on. Let's see, late in the afternoon, and 2 hours later, it just died.
Well, see, we're part of the Southern California Edison, the rolling thing.
Yeah.
So we can't put it on. Well, you can put it on like at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock. It goes on for an hour or two.
Yeah.
Then it shuts off. It won't go on again until 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That is hot.
We had ours on for 2 hours, and then it just went off.
Yeah.
And it was off for 2 hours. It was unbelievable.
Stifling.
So we're not used to these triple digits. And again, we're going through this major drought. We haven't had rain since February 26th. And these temperatures, it's unbelievable. It's tough to sleep unless you keep the air conditioning on all night. It's tough to do anything. And like you mentioned about the cooking with Stacy not turning the oven on. I mean, there's other options. There's microwave, what have you. But if you turn that oven on, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, it's
unbearable. These conditions are unbearable. I mean, I call this Shangri-La, but boy, ladies and gentlemen, listeners around the world, when you're at 110 and 115 for day in and day out, day in and day out, and we're conducting business. Yesterday we were in the office, and today we're in the radio show. Tomorrow we got meetings. There's just so much going on when you're out and about. It's unbearable.
Speaking about the office yesterday, Mark, when I left the car, when I got in, it was 108.
108.
108.
Good gosh almighty.
You know, and...
unbearable.
Yeah.
And then there's the humidity. There's no moisture at all. It's unbearable.
We are getting a break or a relief this weekend, aren't we? I think that should be
10 degrees.
10 degrees is huge. When you're talking 106, 107, 108, then you're dropping that down to 96 or 98, that's huge.
Wow.
But we're just not used to it.
Wow. Not like this.
I think we'll be coming out your way over the weekend for the Greek festival at Santa Anita.
Yeah, fantastic.
Hey, before we go too much further, as we start off every show by birthday greetings for the celebrities.
Absolutely.
And
what do we got today? Any good ones?
There's always some good ones. And, you know, I like when we have the older ones, kind of like on Dancing with the Stars when they have the older dancers on there.
Oh,
you got to throw
boy.
An old one in there. Flo Rida. Flo Rida, that hip hopper.
Hey, didn't we meet him at the BET gift lounge this
year? We did.
Yeah.
Flo, as he's called.
Yeah.
34.
34, huh?
34. You remember the Jonas Brothers, don't you? Everybody knows Justin Bieber and the One Direction now, but before them, it was the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I saw the Jonas Brothers perform at Miss...
was I with you?
It was Miss California Teen USA at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. No, you were not there with me.
Oh, I didn't go... that was the after party. I didn't stick around.
Didn't even go, because this was the year that the Jonas Brothers performed, and also Miss South Carolina did her bumbling when she was
How
asked
come
that
I wasn't
question.
There?
You didn't want to come out to Pasadena.
Didn't want to make that long
So the way
drive.
I got two bonuses that afternoon, that Miss Teen USA was the Jonas Brothers, seeing them perform, and then hearing Miss South Carolina bumble her.
So was that before the Jonas Brothers were big?
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you, brother. I saw Lady Gaga down in Vietnam for the Miss Universe pageant before she was anybody. So
yeah, I know. I was there with you.
Talent.
Yeah, that was 19. That was 2008.
So you got to give it to Donald Trump for finding that young talent before they become talent.
Well, I saw him in an interview about a year ago, and he was saying he was talking about Lady Gaga, and he says, I got to take some credit for discovering Lady Gaga because before she was anybody, I had her perform in Miss Universe.
That figures.
So he's taking.
Anyhow, the youngest Jonas brother today, Nick, is 21.
Wow.
Yeah. Mark Anthony, former. Or are they divorced?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. He's already remarried.
He's 45.
I think he's remarried and divorced already.
Of course
yeah.
he is.
He's how old?
He's 45.
Oh, looks pretty good for 45.
Yeah. Amy Poehler from, speaking of him, Mark Anthony being 45, have you seen his clothing line? I think it's at JCPenney's.
Oh, no, I don't think I have.
Yeah, it's cheap stuff. I mean, it's not like the Ryan Seacrest stuff, but a cheap line. Huh. I think it's at JCPenney's. But anyhow, Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live fame.
I don't see what the big deal is about her. I know your wife loves Amy Poehler.
And Tina Fey. They love them both.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah. And but going back to Tina Fey real quick, A-list?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because somebody mentioned last week she was A-list, and I was thinking, I don't know, George Clooney's
A-list. I think there's a fine line between A and B for certain people, and she's
George
right
Clooney's
there.
A-list. I think Sandra Bullock is A.
George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, Lady Gaga, I think there should be something above A-list.
No.
It's kind of like when you go to a race, and there's like horse one, and then there's one A. You know, sometimes there's one and one A.
I don't know about any horse one and one
oh,
A.
Oh, yeah, very, very common.
Horse race?
Yeah, not every race, but probably out of 12 races, two or three of them, there'll be a one and then a one A before you get to two.
I have never in my life heard or ever seen. Yeah. I know about boxing horses, but I've never seen
horses.
You could box horses in a race.
Oh, yeah. No,
but I've never seen a horse one and one A.
Yeah. Yep. Anyhow, but like we're saying, Tina Fey, is she A or B? She's certainly not B.
Well,
but then is she in the same category as
there
George
is
Clooney?
No, just like, you know, when you say, how do you feel, scale of 1 to 10, people say 11.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10 is 1 to 10, or 100%. I feel I'm putting 100%, not 100%.
Well, just like I think, is she a 10? There is no 10. 10's perfect, and 10,
right.
10 doesn't
like
exist.
Just like A-list is George Clooney, Sandra Bullock,
so then
Roberts,
you're saying
so
that
Tina
Fey
I'm saying
Fey
I don't
is,
think Tina Fey is A.
Where's John Voight?
John Voight, he's a B.
Huh.
Yeah, because his time was decades ago. He can't garner huge paychecks. He's relevant in regards.
Where's Mickey Rourke?
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah. Mickey Rourke, he hasn't done a movie in 5 years.
Well, seven. What do you mean seven?
Well, you're asking me where's Mickey Rourke? We're talking about scale of 1 to 10. Oh,
no, level.
I see what you're saying. A-list, yeah. Mickey Rourke is...
is he C?
B-minus, C-plus.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't done anything since The Wrestler.
Yeah.
And even before that, he didn't do
Where's
anything
Where's Ed
for
Begley
10
years. Jr.?
Ed Begley Jr. is C.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are we?
We've already said we're on the D list.
Okay.
Aspiring to be the C.
Okay.
Right?
Anyhow, B.B. King's 88 today.
Wow. Good for him. He's still performing.
Had she lived, she'd be 90 today. Lauren Bacall. She just passed away a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alan Funt.
Right. Alan Funt.
He's gone.
I'd say 95.
He passed away in 99.
Right, I'd say he'd be 95.
If he was alive today, he'd be 100.
Mm.
Triple digits.
Was
for
close.
Triple digits for Funt. Mickey Rourke, happy birthday to you today.
Well, speaking about Alan Funt, you know, they're trying to come back with something on the TV Land Network, the new kind of camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had a trial a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah. With Alan Funt's son.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Put a good
Peter
host
Funt.
On there. Peter Funt. Yeah, great. Mickey Rourke, 61 today. Mickey Rourke, I got to say, I met him way back in 1985 or 86.
That was his time.
Yeah, that's where
that's
his time
when
was.
That's when he was A.
Right. But anyhow, I met him back at a club on La Cienega.
El Zato's,
which was, believe it or not, ex Raider. A very happening club at the time. Mickey Rourke was in the VIP section.
Well, makes sense. He was an A-lister back then.
I crossed over the red velvet rope to meet him and shake his hand. I could have been removed. I could have been kicked out. He could have been rude to me. He was so accommodating and friendly. He stood up and said, oh, what's your name? I said, Matt Harris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very friendly. Shook my hand, sat back down at his table. But
great.
Anyhow, happy birthday, Mickey Rourke, 61 today. Tamron Hall, do you know who she is?
No.
She's the beautiful young black woman on the Today Show now.
She's
relatively pretty new. She was on...
Yep. Gotcha.
Anyhow, 43 today.
Gotcha.
43 today. Elgin Baylor. I think the ex-general manager for the Clippers.
Yep.
79.
Ooh.
Well, he's almost 80. And Ed Begley Jr., hard to believe that 3 years separates him from Mickey Rourke. Ed Begley Jr. is 64 today.
Wow.
I picture Ed Begley Jr. as like an older guy. Mickey Rourke, even though he's old, I don't picture him as an older guy.
Yeah, that's how it is sometimes. Right?
Yeah. But so anyhow, so happy birthday, everybody. A lot of birthdays today. And back to the B-list thing. I tell you, there's a fine line between A and B.
There really is. But there is that line.
Yeah.
And
so where would Nick Jonas be?
Nick Jonas, he's the one that's 21?
Yeah.
C.
C.
Absolutely.
Wow.
He's not B because your B's are your Tina Fey's.
Yeah.
Your
Mark Hamill.
Oh, C at least. Yeah, maybe even D.
Wow.
Well, maybe a C.
C minus?
Certain people may just remain C.
I think
for
the
always.
Minuses come into play big time.
When you can't call?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Big time.
Yeah.
So Mark Harmon on NCIS.
Oh, he's A.
He's A.
He's A.
He's A.
Because he's been relevant for so long. He's got the number one show in the country for so long. He's got a long history. He's definitely A, yeah.
I've never seen the show Unforgettable.
Poppy Montgomery.
I'm sorry. Point of interest. I've never seen that. That's got
Same
a guy
here.
From Lost. I don't even know what that guy's name is from Lost.
Actually, that guy from Lost, he won an Emmy a couple years ago.
Okay, so what is he? Is he C or is he B?
He's B.
Okay.
He's B, again, because he does have an Emmy. He's relevant today. He was on Lost, and he's got a top 10 show right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the guy's – I can't think of his name right now. The cue ball from America's Got Talent, the germaphobic.
Right. Howie Mandel?
Where is he?
B-minus.
Okay, yeah, the minus comes to play.
Yeah.
I met him in Las Vegas many, many years
Same
ago.
Same here, when he had the fro at Caesar's Palace.
I mean, that's a good – that's a whole – that's a call-in show. With people calling in, giving some comments, it could be a whole show on
the rating system.
Yeah.
Right. Because you have to go through each one individually to say here, and then you've got to come up with this rating system. You need a breakdown. What explains you being here?
Yeah.
Howard Stern, he's A-list.
Yeah,
a couple of reasons for that, because he is on America's Got Talent, which is top five in the ratings, top one sometimes. He has been a hit show. A radio show for decades. He makes $100 million a year at what he does. This makes him A-list.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's on the top five or top 10 shows. So
right.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. But yeah, there's a lot of criteria,
yeah.
I think, that should be put out there. But
so are we?
But only leave it to us to make an episode.
Have
out of
we
this.
Made the D-list, or are we still chasing the D-list?
No, we've got to be on the D-list.
We were pseudo, then quasi. We were quasi, then pseudo, chasing the D. So we've made the D.
We've got to be on the D-list.
Damn, yeah, that's good, bro.
Yeah, because we could only go up from here, really.
So,
and we're borderline C. There's there's something in the works right now
C.
that could take us to C.
You're talking about that email that we got today that we can't share with the
Absolutely.
Listeners
today. That guarantees us C status.
Holy
guarantees
crap.
Us.
I'll
that
go one step further and
got.
Say, holy shit, because I can.
You know what? As a matter of fact, with that email we got, I should have replied back saying listeners on our radio show right now.
You should have.
I didn't even think about it. But that email would guarantee us C status.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good stuff. Hey, before we go any farther, I want to do a shout-out to a sponsor we had a couple weeks ago in the Miss Malibu USA pageant here in Los Angeles, in Santa Monica, because they participated in our gift bag, and, then we were traveling, we were promoting this, that, and the other thing, and I failed to, mention,
Oh, you're eating them. Oh, yeah,
this is
good.
What
Healthy.
The brand is. It's Bear Fruit Apple Chips.
Mm-mm.
I don't know about you, Pinhead, but... I love eating things that are 100% natural now.
Hey, Bozo, that's the only way I live my life.
100% natural, bare fruit. I'm having crunchy cinnamon apple chips right now.
Mm.
And let me tell you something. Hashtag dare to bear. I'm asking our listeners around the world to hashtag dare to bear and put in there about their funniest story about yourself. A funny story about yourself. Put it out there. Hashtag dare to bear. Website is bearfruitsnacks.com. 100% natural. Let me have another one right now, Matt.
Okay. What flavor you got? I know there's a couple. Do you get the cinnamon apple?
I've got the crunchy cinnamon apple.
Oh, boy. That
and
sounds
I got to
good.
Tell you.
Even the sound sounds
it
good.
It not only satisfies my hunger right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a sweet treat. It's no added sugar, no preservatives, fat-free, gluten-free, all-natural, no cholesterol, 0G trans fats. And it's a good source of dietary fiber. So,
boy, does that sound super healthy.
Listeners
Mark.
Around the world, please.
No, did you say no preservatives?
No preservatives.
Holy crap.
Well,
so I better put down that bag of Cheetos and Doritos and pick up a bag of those.
That cheeseburger you were thinking about having later?
Double
Scrap
cheeseburger.
It. Get this. Go to bearfruitsnacks.com. gmail.com. Thanks so much for participating, Miss Malibu, you guys. And sorry for the delay in putting the shout-out to you.
Seeing we're putting out shout-outs, let me just put a quick shout-out. And one of the new brands just came on board recently that's going to be involved with our official Miss Maryland USA pageant. We'll talk about Miss America that happened a couple days ago. But in regards to the Miss – Mark and I are both judging the Miss Maryland USA pageant in Bethesda, Maryland. North Bethesda, Maryland, coming up in early part of November. In any event, one of the brands that just came on board, Mark, is Shea's Nature Butter.
Wow.
Shea's Nature Butter. They've been in existence since 1998. When they began importing African arts and goods way back in 98, they import amazing shea butter from fair trade co-ops. That sounds like it's some special CIA type of secretive mission here.
Right.
Fair trade co-ops. So they can ensure that the producers of their product are compensated fairly. They strive to provide their customers with great products at a fair price. They do not test their products on animals and use only the highest animal-free ingredients. We hope you enjoy their product. Again, it's Shea's Nature Butter. Get out there, check out their website, Shea'sNatureButter.com.
Wow.
Purchase it, enjoy it, and love it. So
that's
big shout out to Shea's Nature Butter.
I love it. Do we got a website? Did you give the website?
I did. Shea'sNatureButter.com.
Terrific. Great.
So that's for the gift bags for the upcoming Miss.
It's going to be one heck of a good gift bag. I'll tell you that much. I know the stuff that we've got in it already, and it's some good stuff.
I know. We're 2 months away, and it's still looking pretty good.
Yeah.
But speaking of beauty pageants,
yes.
The Miss America pageant was on the other day.
You know, and I got to say,
almost 100 years, 96 years.
Yeah, this is – I give them kudos for returning back to Atlantic City and staying with it as Atlantic City crumbles around them. And it's decay.
Well, I think, Mark, it's been planned for some time and it hasn't – like.
Well,
the
they just returned
months.
Back 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that they're sticking there still. I mean, they could still move it anywhere they want.
Yeah, next year they might be gone.
Yeah,
though.
Because Atlantic City is complete it's
gone. Disarray. It's,
yeah.
it's
But other than that, after watching that show on Sunday night, I could see why – Miss Universe, Miss USA organization and franchise owned by NBC and Donald Trump is so much more superior than the Miss America.
Yeah.
Miss America is old. It's stodgy. The quality of women are just not up to speed like they are with the Miss Universe organization, the franchise.
How long has Miss USA been around?
Since 56.
Yeah, okay. What a difference.
Yeah. But I tell you, and ever since Trump bought it, it just stepped it up a notch. But Miss America...
Well, 96 years, you got to give them longevity. You got to give them that. But they're losing out to what USA's got. We've talked about this before, how it's polished and shiny and looks good. But
and not only that.
Did you stick through the whole 3 hours?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, geez.
And not only that, though, the caliber, the quality of women in Miss America as opposed to Miss Universe is just subpar. The majority of these women are not – I mean, they're okay, but most of them are just – average at best.
Mm-mm.
And I'll even go to the winner, Miss America, the new one. I forget what her name was because she was just so forgettable.
Miss New York, right?
Yeah, three-peat for Miss New York. But
three-peat?
This is the third year in a row that Miss New York has won Miss America.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is. But I'll tell you, Miss America, she's too thin. You have to have a little bit more weight on you and concentrate to make you look healthy. She was too thin. You know, sure, you could get boob implants, but you've got to have bigger boobs to be a Miss America. Her face was okay at best. Her talent was terrible.
What was her talent?
She played the Red Cup with
that
Pharrell
was her?
Song. Yeah.
That was terrible. How come she just couldn't sing? What was with the – I saw the cups. I didn't know that was her.
Yeah.
But what was the deal with – and that was stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid.
I did see the ventriloquist.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah.
She's better than Terry Fader.
Damn.
And she didn't make it in Miss America, but she could easily go on the road with that performance.
Yeah.
She was great.
What other kind of talent was out there?
A lot of singing.
Yeah.
A lot of dancing.
Dance, ballet.
Piano. Right.
Yeah, I saw somebody.
Yeah.
Didn't the piano
opera
player
singer.
Say she got attacked by a cheetah or something?
Yes. Right. When she was in Africa. Well,
a cheetah, huh?
Who knows what that means. But yeah. But the show was it was a lousy show.
Yeah.
The questions they give you 30 seconds and you got to answer it because a lot of in the past, you know, a lot of women will repeat the question, eats up the clock. But by giving you 20 seconds, they're talking like this. You know, the reason about that.
Yeah, they were talking. I saw some of that on the after show thing. But I have to admit though, I think they were doing a pretty good job answering the questions.
They did, but I don't like speed answering. It just
they got to give more than 20 seconds.
Yeah, it just looks cheap. I mean, you're only giving.
How about those judges?
Well, I could see Lee Merriweather. I could see Jill Kathy Ireland.
Okay.
The producer, Mark Cherry, you know, from Desperate Housewives.
Okay.
And Donald Driver. You always got to have a sports guy. But that social media guy, I didn't know who he was. That Brigadier General.
Right. Female Brigadier General.
I don't really knew who she was.
How did she qualify?
Right. Let's see. Who are the other ones?
Was she the one that asked the question about ISIS? Well, somebody asked that question, and I was very impressed that the girl knew who.
Too, I got to say, Matt, the knowledge that these women had when they were asked these questions, it looked too smooth.
Yeah.
I believe they may have had I think they had a tipper
as
to what the questions were, because watching beauty pageants as I do, they always have a little challenge to some questions.
Oh, which, by the way, I've got a list of questions here. 44 questions that are basic standard questions that people do suggest.
Oh, let me borrow that. I want to make a copy
of
my own
records. There, pal.
I got to make a copy of that.
I'll have to get back to you on that. I'll need these 44 questions for upcoming Miss Maryland, Miss New York, Miss Alabama. And by the way, did I mention, or do we know that, actually we do know, we're also invited to judge Miss South Carolina in 2015.
Oh, I did not know that. When is this taking place?
It's taking place. I don't know. I'll have to double check, but I'm taking you to Charleston. I think it's in Charleston.
Wow.
Taking you to Charleston, pal.
Oh, I've always wanted to go.
Yeah. So anyhow, I'm very curious to see how the ratings did for Miss America. How does USA do usually?
Okay. You know.
96 years, though. We had an association in partnership with America for several years, a couple years back.
Yeah, we did the official gift lounge once, and then we did the gift bags once.
Oh, only
the
twice?
The gift lounge doesn't work because you've got too many women trying to get ready for a show, and to go through a gift lounge, it just doesn't work. But we tried it the once, and then we did the gift bags the once, too.
They sped them through in about an hour, I think.
Yeah, it was speed gift lounge, which just doesn't work.
Fantastic.
Right? Mm-mm. Yeah. But it's always good being associated with the beauty pageants. I love attending them, and that's where we made our bones originally. We made it in the beauty pageant, so it's great to still have an association with them.
Why do they need that pre-show?
Fill some space. Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I liked it. I watched it. I like to see for the first time behind the scenes with the judges' questions, because you and I know that we do judges' questions, so I wanted to see how it was for Miss America to do it. And
it's
similar to us, except they go stand in front of a podium and they get a minute and a half. No, 5 minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. We only have 90 seconds.
90 seconds,
So it was interesting to see that.
Yeah.
It was good. I look forward to the beauty pageants. And by the way, I believe Miss Universe is coming up in the next month or so.
Really?
Yeah, they're in South America somewhere, Brazil or
Venezuela. Did you know that the first Miss Universe pageant, Mark, took place in Athens?
Athens?
Greece.
Miss
Universe.
Oh, Athens, Greece. Wow. Yeah. Did not know that.
Yeah. Some kooky countries they've been in. They were in one African country about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Some country, Nancy.
This was all before Donald Trump purchased it.
Yeah.
They were on the wacky.
Even with Miss USA's, I mean, St. Louis, El Paso, Albuquerque,
Biloxi.
Yeah.
They mixed up. It was originally in Long Beach. They did that for about 4 years because that's where it started. Mm. Then they were in Miami Beach for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then they went back to Long Beach, back to Miami Beach, and then they started mixing it up all over the place. Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a partnership with them for the longest time. We are now strictly sticking to the states.
The regionals.
Yeah. I'm wondering if we should reach out to Miss USA again.
Well, we did. Remember, they want you to pay for a
piece of our pie.
Right. They want you to pay for the partnership.
Piece of our pie.
Like the NFL.
Yeah.
They're reaching out to three different groups to perform the halftime show at the Super Bowl in 2015.
Yeah.
But they want you to contribute a portion of your earnings for 2015 back to the NFL.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that? They've got all the money
in
the world.
I know. You know. So what did you think of Dance with the Stars last night?
I
sped through it. I literally TiVo'd it and I watched it. I watched the whole thing in about 15 minutes.
First off, when I'm watching this, I'm thinking, boy, just when you thought they couldn't get bigger zeros, this year they did just that.
Hey, did they do the same thing like they do on Celebrity Wife Swap? When the wife gets in the house, even if they don't know the celebrity, they look at a picture and they go, hey, wow, that's Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Are the dancers, when they meet the celebrities, are they phased the same way?
No, it's opposite.
Anthony Zabata,
whoever. It's opposite because the celebrities are coming in meeting their dancer for the first time, and they're saying like, oh great, I'm glad I got you, Cheryl Burke, or I'm glad I got you, Matt. The celebrity's the one that's saying, oh great, I'm glad I got you.
So the pseudo-celebrity's saying, okay.
Yeah, so they flip it around. But just when you thought they couldn't get bigger zeros, I love the interest to everybody. Hi, you may know me best from being on Mean Girls. Wasn't Mean Girls like 10 or 15 years ago? That movie with...
It's a show now, Mark.
Oh, but the guy that's on there was from the movie with Lindsay Lohan 10 or 15 years ago. He's not on the show, Matt.
Well, oh, okay, because I know there's a young girl, and she says she's there's a
the
young
girl. The guy that's on there now is from Mean Girls, the Lindsay Lohan movie from 10 or 15 years ago. There's no girl on the show from Mean Girls.
Huh.
Yeah. They've got the young girl from, what the Disney show is. I don't know what the Disney show is. Then they got the other young girl that's a blogger. Then the other young girl they got is the Duck Dynasty daughter that's right. 17. So they got three fairly young girls. But the only Mean Girls person is from the movie 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Oh,
he must know me from...
He must have been the Last Dancer last night. Was he?
No, the Last Dancer was the black guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, okay.
Who got the highest ratings.
How about that one guy? I didn't even... That other black guy, Tazio Smith or whatever?
Tavis Smiley.
Yeah.
Yeah, the interview guy.
Yeah. He's kind of quirky to be on there, isn't he? What show is... I mean, what channel is he in?
PBS. It's the Tavis Smiley show.
PBS, okay.
Yeah, he runs right after Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the interviewer. He's been around for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so PBS, I mean, I get to see him. I get, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So,
I guess, I don't know. PBS.
But anyhow, and then you've got that Lolo, the Olympian, who was just awful.
Yeah.
And I didn't like her.
Because I didn't see her, but I know when she was on the news this morning, they were showing a little piece from her last night. She says, I could still do the samba. And she went out there and she did that move.
Yeah.
That looked pretty good.
She walked her feet.
I thought she was the dancer.
Yeah.
So what was the whole deal with her, though, Mark? It had to do with texting or?
No, I not.
Because Carrie Ann and Arbor looked like she was really pissed off at her.
I guess she got a text before the thing or whatever, and she was just sidetracked with the text.
Yeah.
And so she forgot the moves. That's the whole thing. She forgot the moves.
Yeah.
And she was almost lost out there. Yeah. And then she was combative with the judges. She was talking too much, like Sam Rubin said today.
Yeah, stop talking.
Stop talking.
Yeah. You know, when I heard about the Duck Dynasty, a Duck Dynasty woman being on there, I thought it was the wife.
So did I. I didn't know it was the kid until
the daughter,
yesterday.
Yeah, 17-year-old.
And everybody loved her.
Yeah. How'd she do?
Like I said, she did good and everybody loved her.
Who got the best score?
The guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the last guy to do it. He got like...
Carlton.
Yeah,
that was his name of the show, I think.
Yeah, he got real. He did real good.
What is he?
Alfonso something, rather.
Who's the biggest star on that show?
Boy, that's a good question.
Don't they usually have one marquee? Yeah. Not huge, but isn't there one that's... There's always an old one.
Yeah.
There's always an Olympian or an athlete, and I thought there was always one...
I don't know if you can say that, because, you know, Antonio Sabato Jr., you may
remember... General Hospital.
Yeah, you may remember me from General Hospital. You know, when he was the first dancer, he came out, I thought he was darn good, and they started with the sixes. Too early... If you're the first dancer out there, you always get the lowest scores, because they don't have anybody else to compare it to, and he just went up from there. He got screwed because he was definitely better than sixes. Mm-hmm. Definitely better than sixes.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Antonio Sabato Jr., you've got the Olympian, you've got Tommy Chong, you've got the NASCAR driver, you've got the...
How'd he do?
Not that good.
Well, yeah, I skipped right over him.
Yeah, not that good. You've got the YouTube sensation, you've got Betsy Johnson.
She did pretty good.
The YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't bad.
Yeah, 18.
You got the Betsy Johnson, Duck Dynasty... And then I forget who the other ones were. I forget. There were about four more that I totally forgot who they were.
Yeah.
You know.
There was that kickboxer guy.
Oh, right. From Expendables 3. He was good. I liked him in Expendables 3.
Yeah.
He was good, too. Actually, he was very good. Very good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
very
like you said, most of the athletes usually are.
Yeah.
Wasn't our buddy Victor Ortiz the winner last time? Or was he... It was the Olympian guy with the curly hair, or was it the girl? It was the two Olympians.
Oh, last year, right. Yeah. The Olympian guy, right. They were in the audience yesterday.
This is like 19th season, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, season, but...
It's because they do them twice a year.
Two or three times a year, right.
Just like Survivor is like 28.
Yeah.
I think 28.
Right.
Boy, I gave up on that show after the third... Maybe the second.
Which one?
Survivor.
Oh yeah.
After the second.
Right.
Boy, people still tune in.
They do.
Just like Big Brother. I've never seen that show. What is the goal on that show?
I've never seen it either.
Do you know what the goal is?
Not really.
Hmm.
Not really.
Okay.
I'm just trying to Facebook something.
We got the new season coming up for all the fall shows starting next week. And, man,
I'm looking forward to the new season.
I don't think I've really been excited for a new season before. But But next week, just seeing the commercials for all the new shows and even the returning shows and should be pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it. You know what's pretty good was the last night's episode of Dallas.
Oh, man, that show is
great. Isn't
it
good? They did a really good job with it.
That show, stuck on TNT, should be on a network.
Yep.
CBS should have done that.
Yep.
I guess they didn't have any interest, but that is, it's a great show.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and next week's the season finale, right?
Posted. Yeah, and see, that's the thing is, these shows that come back now, they're doing like an 8 or 10 episode run. The show just started August 12th. Or really? August 10th, yeah. Yeah.
August 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 8. And it's not like they're cutting the season in half like with Mad Men.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to know when Magic City's coming back.
I'd like to know, too. Probably it's not coming back.
No, it's coming back because they show quick snips of it, but they didn't see when it's coming. Yeah. It's got to be. Let's see. Boardwalk Empire, it's got to be coming back in the next 2 weeks or something. And what else? Oh, I bet it returns after Ray Donovan leaves. And there's 2 more episodes of Ray Donovan.
Oh, 2 more. See, there we go again.
Yeah.
When did Ray Donovan start?
June.
No, the new episodes?
Yeah. June or July. Oh, no, actually.
Really didn't.
When was I in New York? Let's see, 1, 2. Yeah, about 10 episodes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Everything's 10 episodes now.
A regular season should be 24, I think.
Right. Well, just like network TV. Big Bang Theory, 22 episodes a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
So, hip-hop awards. Are we going to some hip-hop awards?
Oh, that's right, this weekend.
Yeah.
We don't know the details until 2 days before the event. So.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
But where are the hip-hop awards taking place?
I didn't even know they were taking place. Until we got this invite to go to this event.
Oh. All right, so that's on Friday.
Yeah. Or is it Friday?
It's on Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Friday. Could you make it? Hey, I got an invitation yesterday to the Clubhouse Passes for Santa Anita opening up on October 1st.
Well, they mailed to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you joined the...
that club or something?
The Thoroughbred Club.
Yeah, but aren't you already a member of that?
I joined it when you the week before you joined it.
Shouldn't you have gotten yours?
I'll probably passes? Get mine today.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But we already got the... Don't we have a standard pass that gives us
a press pass
to go anytime we want.
Yes, for this race season,
October 1st. So that's like 2 weeks away. Today, what's today? The 16th.
Today is the 16th.
So 6. Yeah, 2 weeks away.
Cover us.
We're 2 weeks away from the show from the season opener. Is that what they call it? Season opener? No, it's the season. Right? Is it the season? Horse racing season.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Sure.
It's not like football season.
Right, because it's not football.
So that's going to be starting up. And closing season, I'm looking forward to, a week from Sunday, Polo. The San Diego Polo Club.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Should be good.
San Diego Polo Club. Do I need to reach out to the PR person down there again, or are we good to go for... I got my media pass.
Well, no, not if it's just you and I going, we don't need that. But let's put a shout out for the San Diego Polo Club. Do you remember what the website is again, off the top of your head? SanDiegoPolo.com.
I don't think it's. I think it's
SD Polo Club.
I think it's SD Polo Club. I don't want to give the wrong one, but okay. Big shout out to the
closing
San Diego
season Sunday, September 28th.
Now, that was a long season, I think.
Yeah, it was because that's a lot of polo.
Yeah,
you know, we went to that. We went opening
which
and then
was
we went a couple weeks later,
which
and
was very slow.
Half the crowd was gone.
Very slow,
and it loses something when you don't have that that vibe.
Yeah.
That crowd.
Yeah, but can you maintain that for the entire season?
No, not with polo. You can't. That's why you can't have a season that long for polo.
Speaking of polo players, I watched you know this week they have that special on PBS about the Roosevelts.
I've watched the
first episode. It was absolutely fantastic. But was man, what a life! But what I loved was when they went into him being a Rough Rider and how he just volunteered, and all of a sudden he was a colonel, and he put together his group of Rough Riders, and they're going over a lot of them were, what he wanted was ranchers, marshals, Texas Rangers, cowboys. But in addition to that, he had some New York social scene people. The world's greatest polo player was a Rough Rider on his team.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
I loved it. His knife was
made
by Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
And
his wardrobe was by Brooks Brothers.
Brooks Brothers that he had made. But anyway, I thought that was cool. The world's greatest polo player was on his team. And I forgot who. There was a couple other premier people that were also added on there, other than the Texas Rangers and the Cowboys and so forth. And he had New York socialites as well. But
great.
But fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
How'd you hear about the knife by Tiffany? It was a Bowie knife.
Oh, it was a Bowie knife.
It was a Bowie knife by Tiffany.
Yeah.
So.
I just know.
But anyway, I just wanted to go back a step there regarding the polo. But a week from Sunday, very much looking forward to. I think the match starts at 1, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to get that, and we should reach out to see if they have a sponsored party again.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, you get on it. You're our go to person when it comes to San Diego Polo Club.
We did not get invited to the sponsored party. The first we did get in though, but. We're good at doing that, but we did not get an invite.
Right.
But
I like to be invited. If I have to crash, I will.
Yeah.
But my preference is always to be on that invite list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So that's a week from Sunday.
Great.
I haven't heard back from our buddies north of the border from Edmonton.
Rondo.
Well, you know, they were always slow in getting back to us, so I'm sure we'll get back. They'll get back to us shortly. I want to just do a quick shout-out to a brand that just came on board that's been with a couple of our events already, and they are joining us at the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament down there in Boca Raton in November. They won't be able to make it, but they are going to be providing for the gift bag. And it's Slobbers. A website is slobbers.ca, slobbers.ca. It's gourmet dog food,
you
kids.
Do you have any napkins over there by any chance?
I don't.
Bill,
no,
here.
No napkins.
Okay, take over.
Okay, no napkins here. But it's organic dog food, and it's grain-free treats for your dogs, peanut butter and jelly flavored, apple pie flavored, pumpkin love flavored. So if our friends from north of the border are listening, thanks again for providing Slobbers to the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament down there in Boca Raton in November. So that's our shot. That's it. I believe that's our shout-outs for the day. So
no more shout-outs?
No more shout-outs today, but
– get a spill here, Mark.
You got a spill? Just don't get it on the electronics. Yeah, we don't want to have a fire here if you burn something with the – with anything, but it is cooking in here in this studio today.
Yeah, very hot.
Yeah.
Very
hot. Some great thing that's going to be happening to our listeners. Starting next week, you will be able to watch the show as we will be filming episodes of the Tastemakers every day. So it's going to be videoed, but we're going to be changing the time slot. It's going to be Wednesdays. This isn't in stone yet, so still tune in next week unless you hear from us. But the video of us performing, or our show, is going to be on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.,
I believe. We think it's going to be 7
p.m. Starting next Wednesday. So we'll let you know. But right now, it's going to be great because instead of just listening to us, you could watch and listen to us. So it's almost like another new TV show or another new show we're going to have on the Internet.
Yeah.
In addition to First Run TV's Fabulous World of WoW, hosted by us, on firstrun.tv, you'll also be able to catch us on LATalkRadio.com, Channel 2, The Tastemakers, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. But stay tuned. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter so you can get an update as to when we're actually going to change the show, if it's going to be next week or if it's going to be in a couple weeks. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Lots of stuff is always going down here.
Speaking of that, FirstNet TV, when is our second episode going to start filming?
Well, we just got an email from the producer. And we should be filming soon.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's better than nothing. At least we have an idea because I'm ready to get going.
Yeah, I am too.
And, you know, it took us forever to get that first episode going, but once we got it going and it was done, it was fantastic.
Right.
Once we get going on episode two, then I think it's going to be like the snowball effect. It's
going to start moving, you start getting it quicker, and so forth, and so
things
forth.
Things start rolling, we get going, and
and also, before we forget, I want to mention to all our fans listening around the world, well, especially here in the U.S., and around the world, you're not going to be able to see this today, but we've got two episodes of Storage Wars
afternoon. Not one, but two.
Back-to-back episodes.
And we were on yesterday. Last night we were on one, too.
4 o'clock and 4:30 tonight, or this afternoon, on the A&E Network. One of our favorite episodes, The French Job, which is airing tonight.
Well, we're in search of Tim Allen, correct?
Right. We're in search of Tim Allen, but we don't find Tim Allen.
Or do we?
I guess you've got to stay tuned to find out. But it's a great episode. Great episodes tonight. So on A&E, 4 and 4:30 tonight, watch us on the... A&E Network. Mm-hmm. And it's a couple of great episodes, right? I know The French Job is my second favorite episode after the Kook. What's the name of that episode?
Is Chief in there?
Thanks very much.
Is Chief mentioned?
Yeah, the Kook, the Chief, and the Brothers, I think is the name of it.
It's not that.
Our producer just brought in a fan here into the studio, which is fantastic. I tell you, it's like I'm walking in a freezer. It feels great. I went from the Sahara Desert to the Arctic, to Antarctica in just a minute. Fantastic. Thank you very much. That feels great. But anyhow, we were cooking over here just a minute ago, so now it feels fantastic. Oh,
you know what a difference a fan makes. I mean, you don't always have. Oh yeah, I do feel. Yeah. Boy, that's.
Funny you said about the difference of fan mix, because usually if it's not, you don't have cool air, you're moving around hot air.
Yeah.
But right now, this is moving around some decent air right now, so this feels fantastic.
Some decent air, huh?
Yeah. This is fantastic.
What a difference it makes.
Especially where you're sitting, where you're sitting.
Yeah, it's right on me.
I'm catching a hint, but a hint is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Now, I would have been fine even without it. We would have made it through the... I see you took your
Bel Air
coat
Film
off,
Festival. Bel Air Film Festival is coming up. When is that coming up?
I think it's coming up in November. Like, it seems like everything's coming up in November or late. Is that a positive email, Mark?
Well, I'll get to it in a minute, so carry on.
Okay. But, that fan, like you said earlier, you're basically circulating hot air. But this is feeling cool here.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm
– Oh, there's just a link where we have to register for credentials.
Oh, credentials. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, that's a start.
You can follow up with that then.
That's coming up.
Also, Joe Hairbreeze email. Everybody listening, as I mentioned before, we're always conducting business. Even while we're doing our radio show. Yeah. Our core business continues to go on even while we're doing a radio show.
WowCreationsMedia.com. If you have a moment, check it out. Haven't we updated
some great new pictures on there?
I was going to say, thanks, Chris. He's our webmaster.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting
updating
that
our site all the time, right?
Is that what they're called still? Webmasters? Or do they have some cool new name by now?
I think webmaster. I think webmaster works.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well,
WildCreationsMedia.com.
The Dodgers, LA Dodgers, four games up on the San Francisco Giants. According to every Vegas casino, the Dodgers are favored to win the World Series.
Wow.
I, unfortunately, do not have Time Warner, so being a very big Dodger fan, I have only caught literally a handful of games. Good news for our LA listeners out there who do not, like myself, have Time Warner. KDOC is going to be broadcasting their final six games next week. So fans like
KDOC, yeah, the old Channel 56,
yeah, which Wally George used to be on,
right?
But so for fans out there like myself, that unfortunately, I don't want to say unfortunately, we've got AT&T, we're very happy with it, but I can't see a Dodger game. But the final six games of the season will be great, and next. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I believe, the Dodgers are playing the Giants again. So thank you, KDOC. Thank you, the Dodgers. And
how'd
thank
they
you
work
for,
that out?
I don't know. Who knows?
That
but,
just seems weird.
Yeah.
Speaking about KDOC, which is the cheap local station, I mean, it was almost free cable access years ago. Really a terrible station out here. But over the weekend, I'm flicking. So I go to 14, which is KDOC, because on Saturday nights, they used to run Seinfeld at 11 o'clock. Now there's a problem with the cable where it still shows Seinfeld, but they're not running Seinfeld. They're running movies, old movies from the 70s on TV.
What, that's on KDOC?
Yeah. But you can't tell on the info button. It won't tell you what the movie is because it still shows Seinfeld. I'm watching some old movie from the 70s. It was a made-for-TV movie with Peter Lawford and Sammy Davis Jr. These two guys together in a made-for-TV movie in the 70s. And I had no idea what this movie was. It was kind of interesting, though.
Two of the Rat Packers.
Right.
It was
about 73 or 74.
Wow.
Having a drink of water.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What was the name of the movie again? What was it about? On KDOC.
Right.
What else is on KDOC nowadays? I don't even know.
They run King of Queens, all the, you know, the usual stuff. Yeah. All these shows.
Anyhow, so big shout out to KDOC, which normally I wouldn't think twice about, but, and like you just said,
go Dodgers.
How'd they get that deal? Who brokered it?
I mean, KDOC's got no money, so I mean, how are they getting these shows or these games? You know, it makes no sense.
Maybe it's a great way to get people to watch KDOC.
Yeah,
maybe to be a continued.
Before we run out of time, I want to remind everybody to watch our show on the internet. The Fabulous World of Wow, starring the Harris Brothers. FirstRun.tv.
Yeah,
Internet TV is the way to go.
You don't even have to be at home to watch it. You could be on the road. You could
on
be
your
on
mobile
the,
device,
on,
at the airport,
on
at
your
the
tablet.
Supermarket, driving in the car. As long as you could hook
on
into
plane,
Wi-Fi.
On a bus, on
and
a
you've
train.
You've got a tablet, an iPhone, a...
Forget the TV. It's Internet TV, right?
This is the future of watching shows.
Yeah.
You know, FirstRun.tv, they've got about 25, 30 shows on this network, and we're one of them, The Fabulous World of WoW.
I hate to admit this or say this, but I think a couple years ago we were approached by some people that were reaching out to us about doing something like this for us, and we said, come on.
Internet TV?
We said,
really?
Forget it.
Really?
Forget
Internet
it.
TV? Forget That's... it. But I got to say, it's the way to go. We love it.
Yeah.
Our first episode is The Fabulous World of WoW, running on www.firstrun.tv, 24/7, 365, around the world. And you wake up at 3 in the morning and you want to have a daily dose of the Harris Brothers.
Yep, there you go.
We're as close as your
tablet,
iPad,
or
tablet,
or phone,
cell phone,
computer, whatever. We're
so
there.
It doesn't get much easier than that, right?
Why don't you give that website
and
again,
it's
Mark?
Free.
Yeah.
www.firstrun.tv, The Fabulous World of WoW. Great stuff. They also got some scripted shows on there, too.
Is that right?
Sci-fi and comedy, some sitcoms. So
sci-fi.
Not only the Harris Brothers, but there's other stuff as well. So go and watch that.
Sci-fi. Speaking of sci-fi, there was another zombie show on the other day.
Z-Nation.
Z-Nation. I did see it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't like that zombie baby, though.
Oh, that was scary.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about that is it was a little teeny baby before.
Yeah.
Then it became the zombie. It was suddenly walking around.
Yeah. Just because if you're a zombie and you come back from the dead, you're not being able to walk.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
if you're a baby, that's what yeah. I'm saying. If you're not able to walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. So
good stuff. That was that on sci-fi?
Yeah, it was.
That's always crazy stuff on there.
The best, man, don't forget your pocket square over there.
Oh, yeah.
The best way to follow us to find out for sure if our show is going to be on video next Wednesday, if we're going to be performing here next Tuesday, end of the show, follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/WowHollywood or Facebook. Facebook is probably the best way to do it because we're constantly updating updates on Facebook. So Facebook.
Twitter's secondary. We have a lot more followers on Twitter than Facebook. But
Facebook.com/WowCreations, and you're going to find out where we're at, what we're doing, who we're doing it with. Pictures constantly around the clock. Go to Facebook. And also, if you're old-fashioned and you like the MySpace, go to myspace.com/wildcreations. And don't forget LinkedIn, kids. It's more of a business thing than a social thing, but go to linkedin.com/wildcreations. You're going to see who we are, where we're going, what we're doing at any given time. Also, Flickr. If you want to see the updated pictures of us, go to flickr.com. We're all over the place. We're on Flickr, Twitter, LinkedIn,
Instagram.
MySpace, Instagram.
Which, by the way, I need to update that.
Yeah, you're our social media director.
I'll do that this afternoon.
Good.
Instagram update.
And then you can watch us at 4 o'clock and 4:30 today on the A&E Network, the Harris Brothers.
Are we on next week?
You know, I don't even know.
Okay.
I've got to check into that. But two great episodes back to back. So if you want your daily double dose of the Harris Brothers on Storage Wars, which I think you do,
Mark? Catch us today as they are now listening to us today. And then
you mean
catch
on the radio?
On the radio.
Yep.
And then catch two episodes of us on Storage Wars this afternoon. Then if you need more, turn to us in the world of WOW.
FirstRun.tv.
Yeah.
And then if you still need us, keep following. Just watch. You know, pick up your phone, go to Facebook, and see what just happened. You know, because we're always updating what's going
always.
On with us. So if you like the Harris Brothers.
Do you think we overdo it sometimes with the Facebook, Mark?
We don't. There's no such thing as overdoing. You cannot.
Okay.
So we also have autograph photos. If you need to get an autograph photo of us or if you want a T-shirt, write to us. Our email address is wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. We're so big and bad, we got two email addresses.
Ain't that crazy?
If you'd like an autographed photo, if you'd like an autographed T-shirt, we've got them.
Yeah, they just came in, Mark. We got a good stock.
Send them over to us. Send the request over to us, and we'll get it out to you.
I got to send to that one fan in London.
Oh, you didn't do that yesterday?
Doing it today.
Well, stay on it. We don't want the Brits to be mad at us for any given reason.
Across
you know?
The pond. He's kind of stocky, though, I think.
He might be listening to us right now. I wouldn't say that if I was you, pal.
What time is it? Oh, let's see. It's 12. It's 8 o'clock.
He's
just finished
his crumpets.
Big shout out to
Matthew
Clark, I think, in London. Not London, outside of London.
Yeah, he just had his bangers and mash, and now he's hearing you knock him.
Sorry about the delay in getting that out to you, Matthew. We will be getting it out to you this afternoon for sure. You'll have it by next week. Right?
I would hope so.
Okay.
But who knows? Look at this. We got something that took us 2 weeks to get to us from New York City, right, in the mail?
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
It's crazy. U.S. mail, you just never know.
Yeah. And if Rock and Wellness is listening, you know, I tried to mail the stuff back to you the other day.
Oh, they're listening, Mark. They're listening.
But you only attached a ground shipping label, and I thought you wanted to go overnight. So
overnight?
I've got to get you a box to put this stuff in so it can go ground. Ground is 5 days. So you've waited 4 weeks. Sorry about that. Just wait a little bit longer, right?
A little bit longer.
Okay.
Like you just mentioned, did you just mention about that piece of mail we got yesterday that took two weeks
to get to us from New York City?
How about that?
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
I don't know. I can't figure that thing out. But there's a lot of places to listen to us, a lot of places to connect to us. So, you know, until next week, right now it looks like we're still running our show next Tuesday at 11 a.m. on LA Talk Radio.
That might change, though. We might know later this afternoon or later this week.
Yeah. So if you don't hear from us, stay tuned for us next week at 11 o'clock. If not, watch us at 4 o'clock and 4:30 today, firstrun.tv, anywhere, Fabulous World of WoW. So we say thanks for listening to us this week. We had a great show, and we'll see you next Tuesday, same channel.
Same bat channel. And
you're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.